City Council meeting of Monday, April 21st to order. I'd like to excuse Councilmember Summers. He is out of town. And we will begin with an invocation this evening led by Vice Mayor Claudia Walters. And do you have a Boy Scout troop leader, like a senior patrol person down there in the front row? Who would like to do the Pledge of Allegiance? All right, guy in the back row. If you'll come up after the invocation and give the pledge for us, would you please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the pledge?
Our Father in heaven, we are so grateful to be gathered here this evening and have the opportunity to participate in democracy in our country. We are so grateful for the men and women who serve and defend our country and our liberties throughout the earth. We ask thee that thy blessings will be with them and with their families, that they will be comforted and that they will be protected, and that they will know of the gratitude that we have for their service. We ask thee as we move forward that we might make decisions wisely, that we might listen carefully, and that we might always keep in mind the residents of our community and the guiding principles that this country was founded on. We give thee thanks again for this beautiful earth and for this wonderful city in which we live, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please come on forward and identify yourself and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, if you would, please. Usually I get a little name thing up here, so what's your name?
Cameron Catolfo.
Okay, what troop are you with?
253.
All right, please, go ahead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Hohokam Park Cinco de Mayo for a two-day charitable event. Item 3B, act on new beer and wine store license for Circle K, number 6357, 1850 South Stapley Drive. Item 3C, act on new beer and wine store license for Cobblestone Auto Spa and Market 5, 1855 South Signal Butte Road. Item 3D, act on new restaurant license for Bennett's Tavern, 1762 South Greenfield Road, Suite 111. Item 3E, act on new restaurant license for Kwan's Sampan, 1927 North Gilbert Road, Suite 14. Item 3G has been deleted. Item 4A, act on bingo Class A application for Sun Life Resort, 5055 East University Drive. Item 5A, act on two-year renewal contract for landscape maintenance services, $192,147.51 annually. Item 5B, act on contract for one light-duty replacement truck, $30,866.52. Item 5C, act on three-year supply contract for replacement street sweeper brooms, $63,771.09 annually. Item 5D, act on contract for purchase of three replacement heavy-duty chassis vehicles, $647,933.56. Item 5E, act on contract for purchase of computer security software, $39,177.60. Item 5F, act on contract for purchase of one heavy-duty solid waste container carrier truck, $100,762.32. Item 5G has been deleted. Item 5H, act on contract for purchase to upgrade enterprise document management system, $256,000. Item 5O, act on contract for City Well Number 12 equipment phase, $533,795.90. Item 5P, act on contract for fiscal year 08-09 utility locating and potholing by vacuum extraction, $686,680.50. Item 5Q, act on contract for fiscal year 08-09 sewer video recording contract, $70,345. Item 6A, introduce ordinance for May 5th, zoning case 08-17, 5462-104 and 110 South Allen Road for a rezone. Item 6B, introduce ordinance for May 5th, zoning KZ08-18, 7311 East Southern Avenue for a rezone. Item 6C, introduce ordinance for May 5th, zoning KZ08-19, 2207 South Hawes Road for a rezone. Item 6D, introduce ordinance for May 5th, amend Mesa City Charter pertaining to residential rental inspections. Item 6E, introduce ordinance for May 5th, amend Mesa City Code regarding annexations. Item 6F, introduce ordinance for May 5th, amend terms and conditions for sale of utilities as amended. Item 6G, introduce ordinance for May 5th, amending zoning ordinance pertaining to off-site development requirements. Item 7B, act on resolution to vacate alley at Lee Circle, K Circle, and East Hilton Avenue. Item 7C, act on resolution to extinguish temporary drainage easements at 1738 South Chrisman Road. Item 7D, act on resolution to grant easement rights to Transwestern Pipeline Company for natural gas pipeline. Item 7E, act on resolution to modify fees and charges for the planning division. This item has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 8A, act on ordinance to amend Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. Item 8B, act on ordinance annexation case A07-38, annex south and east of Ellsworth and Pecos Roads. Item 8C, act on ordinance annexation case A07-39, annex south and west of Ellsworth and Pecos Roads. Item 8D, act on ordinance zoning case 07-120, 423 South Signal Butte Road for a rezone. This item has been continued to the May 19th City Council meeting. Item 8E, act on ordinance zoning KZ08-13, parcel 8 at Stonebridge Mountain, 2000 North Hawes Road for a rezone. Item 8F, act on ordinance zoning KZ08-14, 8800 East Elliott Road for a rezone. This case is being referred back to the Planning and Zoning Board. Item 8G, act on ordinance zoning KZ08-15, 4608 East Virginia Street for a rezone. Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Are there any other items to be considered or removed from citizen requests?
No additional items, Mayor.
Vice Mayor?
Mayor, I'll make the motion for approval of the consent agenda with the exception of item 7E, which should have been removed from the consent agenda.
Do you second, concur? All right, I have a motion and second for approval of the consent with the modifications stated. Any comments, questions? Would you please vote? The vote is 6 ayes with Councilmember Summers absent, so it does pass. The first item that was not on the consent is item 3F. This is to take action on the following liquor license application. This is a new restaurant license for Cornish Pastry Company, 1941 West Guadalupe Road, Suite 101. Is there anyone representing this applicant this evening? Vice Mayor.
Okay, Mayor, I will make a motion for denial based on a failure of this company to have the proper permits for this location. As we discussed downstairs, it affords them the opportunity to come forward and get the permits before the, if they do that before the hearing at the state, that we would then remove our objection. But that is the reason for the motion for denial.
Okay. I have a motion and second for denial. Discussion? All right, would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes, with Councilmember Summers absent. Next item is on page 5, if you're following along. And there are several items this evening that I have a conflict on because I have a still on the land and some leases on an asphalt construction company. So those are 5I, 5J, 5K, 5L, 5M and 5N this evening are all related to asphalt construction work. So I will refrain from discussion and voting on these items and turn that discussion over to Vice Mayor Walters.
Thank you. Linda, let me just ask you before I do all these, has anybody requested any of these? Have any cards been turned in for any of these?
No, Vice Mayor.
Okay. What we're going to do is I'm going to read them into the record and then we will take them as a group. So unless a council member asks for a specific one to be removed, we'll just vote on them as a group. 5I is a 3-year supply contract for asphalt and crack sealant for the Transportation Department. It's recommended that the award go to a variety of different entities, depending on group 1, 2, 3,
And I don't believe I have to read each one of those, do I, Debbie, because they are in the record?
Vice Mayor, they are on the agenda.
Okay,
so
the total combined award is $3,600,696.02 annually based on estimated purchases. Item 5J is a pressure-reducing valve station, and it's recommended that the award go to the low bidder, Salloway Development, LLC, for a total award of $140,594.30. 5K is the Sossaman Road water line. It's recommended that the award go to the low bidder, Vices Engineering, for a total award of $448,800. Item 5L is a residential streets overlay project that includes more than 290,000 square yards of asphalt, pavement, mill, and overlay. And it's recommended that the award go to the low bidder, MR Tanner Development and Construction, for a total award of $3,138,300. Item 5M is fiscal year 07-08 street improvements. This project includes more than 100,000 square yards of asphalt pavement reconstruction along various roads. It's recommended that the award go to the low bidder, Nesbitt Contracting Company, for a total award of $3,293,704.21. Item 5N is the arterial collector overlays phase two. It's recommended this project includes more than 120,000 square yards of rubber asphalt overlay and 30,000 square yards of asphalt pavement reconstruction, including sidewalk and sidewalk ramp and other miscellaneous street improvements. And it's recommended that the award go to the low bidder, Nesbitt Contracting Company. Wow. Okay. For a total award of $2,247,348.29. All right. Any council discussion on this? I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Whalen, seconded by Councilmember Jones. Any desire to discuss this in any way? Seeing none, would you please vote? The motion carries with 5 ayes, the mayor abstaining because of potential conflict of interest, and Councilmember Summers absent.
Okay, the next item would be on page 10. I know we have quite a few Boy Scouts in the audience this evening, so maybe you can kind of relate to this one. This is a increasing the monthly vehicle reimbursement to $300 for the mayor and city council members. So if you ever run for office and you become an elected official, should you be reimbursed for your vehicle expenses? We have a current reimbursement, which is, what, 150? Or
that's correct, Mayor.
150 a month, and it's been suggested. This one actually came forward by three council members requesting it be put on the agenda. So it is for discussion this evening. Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I just wanted to note this is the introduction and setting the date for the public hearing of May 5th, 2008. The reason that we requested that this come forward, I took the lead on requesting that this come forward. The amount of $150 a month was set back in 2001. The cost of gasoline at the time that it was set was under $1.40 a gallon. I don't know how many of you have been to the gas station lately, but $1.40 a gallon just isn't quite cutting it anymore. Don't we all wish it were at that rate? And so we have been keeping it at that rate for quite some period of time. So this would just introduce it, and then we would actually have the approval of it or the denial of it on the, what did I just say, the 5th of May.
Okay.
And I'm going to make a motion for approval of the introduction.
All right. Have a motion by Vice Mayor, seconded by Councilmember Whalen for the introduction and setting May 5th for a final vote. Discussion. Councilmember Rawls.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll vote against even the introduction of this. I think everything that Claudia has stated is true, and what she said last week at the study session is true, but at a time when you're struggling to provide what everybody up here perceives as the appropriate level of police protection, and admittedly we're not doing what a lot of us think we should be doing, and fire protection, and admittedly we're not doing what a lot of us think we should be doing, I just think it sends the wrong message to the community. Realize it is in fact more expensive to operate your vehicles now, but this is also known as public service, and I just think we shouldn't be doing this at this time. It just sends the wrong message to the community at the wrong time. So I'll be voting no, even on the introduction.
Councilmember Whalen.
Just as a reminder to those members who are watching, this increase will not affect the current council members that are leaving on June 2nd. It will take effect after that time. The ones that are remaining on, it will impact.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and let it go forward on the introduction, so I'll vote in favor tonight. But my inclination is to not vote for this. People that run for office know what the compensation is in advance of running. And if it was such that it was a strain on them and they didn't want to seek public office, then they have that choice to make before they even submit their name. So I'll vote yes tonight, but will not be supporting it on the 5th. All right? Councilmember Truitt?
I'm kind of in your camp, although I think I'll vote no tonight.
Doesn't look like you're going to make it, although we haven't heard from Councilmember Jones yet. We will shortly. So this is for the increasing the monthly vehicle allowance. It's just the introduction and setting May 5th. Would you please vote? We killed it tonight. Actually, I indicated I was not going to vote that way. Would you clear and let me re-vote? We'll let it go. That way, Councilmember Summers will have all the pressure on him.
That's what I was going to say. We haven't
Mayor,
done that.
All right. Mayor, I guess yes. I would ask that you a motion for reconsideration.
I would like to move for reconsideration so I can hit the right button this time. Please, go ahead.
Since it was a 3-3 vote, is he on the winning side?
He is on the winning side because a tie makes the motion fail.
That was my suspicion, but I just thought we'd ask.
So do we do a vote for reconsideration first?
Mayor, I guess let me ask, because what you just said may be if you push the wrong button, then I don't think that's a motion for reconsideration.
It is not. It is an error in hitting the wrong button. I've done that once before.
Okay, then I think you can just re-vote if you made a mistake.
Right. I made a mistake. Admit it. Can I recast a vote?
All right.
Okay. So let's the motion maker in the second. You want to go ahead and do this again?
Do you want the discussion again, Mayor?
No, thanks. I heard the discussion. Just my part. I have to remember it. All right, would you please vote? All right, there we have. There's 4 ayes and 2 nays with Truitt and Rowles voting nay, so it will move forward to May 5th, and we'll see where Councilmember Summers is when he gets back. All right, that takes us over to, what's the next one, Mr. Mayor? 7A on the same page, and this is a issue having to do with the Mesa Town Center assessments, and I own some property in the Mesa Town Center, so I will declare a potential conflict and refrain from discussion and voting. Vice Mayor?
Thank you, Mayor. Councilmember Whelan?
Thank you, Vice Mayor. On the advice of the city attorney, I have customers of my security business in the town center, and therefore deemed a conflict if I vote in favor of this or opposed to this, so I will be not voting.
This is setting May 19th, 2008 as the public hearing date for the review and approval of the fiscal year 08-09 annual Mesa Town assessments. And I think that's it. Do I have a motion?
Tom, can you tell us?
Okay. I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Jones, seconded by Councilmember Truitt. You know, I'm going to point out for the sake of these Boy Scouts who don't know this, Mr. Rawls has a wonderful sense of humor, but he also has a history of never making it so that somebody didn't get to vote on something who wasn't here.
Well, there's always a first time, and since I've been challenged, Claudia, no, I oppose these town center assessments, and I have consistently voted against them. I cannot remember whether I have ever voted against putting it on the, introducing it for the next meeting. Well, this is actually take action on the following resolution.
It says setting, no. It is to set May 19th, 2008
set
as the public hearing date.
I'll vote in favor of it, because if I don't vote in favor of it, then we don't have 4 votes. And we have to have 4 votes, so I will vote in favor of it tonight. But I'll vote against it whenever we have the actual vote on it.
Sounds familiar.
You were for it before you were against it. Is that what you're telling us? Okay.
I'm trying to muddy the waters as much as possible.
All right. Would you all please
just
vote?
Watch the button.
The motion carries with 4 ayes. The mayor and Councilmember Whelan abstaining because of potential conflicts, and Councilmember Summers absent.
Okay. Next item is on page 11. At 7E, And this is modifying fees and charges for the planning division. We've had study session discussions on the fees, so what's the... there is a speaker. All right. Does staff want to introduce this a little bit first? Just so we...
Yes, Mayor, I'll give you a brief introduction for those who might not have heard the discussion before. City is in its annual budget review process, and as a part of that, one of the things we always do is take a look at the different fees and charges in the different divisions. So Planning Division has been in the process of doing that over the last couple of months. As you know, the overall city budget is a little bit challenged with sales tax decreases and so forth, so we've taken a close look at the Planning Division budget overall, both from the general fund revenues that come in and the fees that come in, funds that come in through our fees that we charge. We've looked at other Valley cities and what they charge, as we always do also, and compared our fees to those, and we try to stay pretty much in the average range as we do that. So we've looked at cost recovery percentages, and those numbers are coming up with some recommended fee increases. We are recommending some increases to our basic primary zoning applications for rezonings, for site plans, and for design review applications. We've not proposed any changes to the platting fees, some minimal adjustments to the Board of Adjustment type applications, and a few other minor items. With that quick overview, I'll see if you have any questions.
Okay. Any questions? Vice Mayor.
Thank you. John, we gave you some targets in terms of cost recovery. I always get concerned when we're just talking about, you know, the averages of what other cities are doing, because we know how that can spiral. And we weren't targeting being at the top of the, you know, being the number one or number two city. I think, Chris, you said we were going to be in the middle.
Average.
But we did give you some targets for cost recovery. I think it was around 30%.
Yes, Mayor, Vice Mayor, overall as a program, we have targeted 30% as the minimum cost recovery we'd like to achieve. We'd like to move that closer to 40% over time as we look at our fees each year within the various types of applications. That varies a little bit, but overall the program, 30% is the minimum we're after.
And did you have an opportunity to look at the numbers in terms of where you were figuring the revenue was coming from off of the commercial side versus the residential permitting in this scenario for the upcoming year?
Mayor, Vice Mayor, that question came up late last week, and we couldn't specifically. I did look back at the number of residential applications we've had thus far this calendar year, and we've had very few. We've had a couple in the Mountain Bridge development as far as really straight single-family type residential. We've had one site plan request for an apartment complex, and then the mixed-use parcel 51 request, another one down by Fiesta Mall, again, kind of a mixed-use type scenario, but really straight single-family residential. We've just had the two thus far. That seems to be the trend right now, and it's kind of hard to predict where it may go in the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Okay. I do have a speaker, Kendall Baxley. With the Home Builders Association.
Honorable Mayor, distinguished members of council, good evening. My name is Kendall Baxley, and I'm representing the Home Builders Association of Central Arizona this evening. The association recognizes the city's need to maintain cost recovery with respect to inflation. However, our discomfort lies with the timing of these concerns and these increases. With the market, when the market was flourishing, the increases virtually went by unnoticed. With respect to the current downturn, builders are rebuilding communities 5 and 6 times in order to squeeze out every ounce of cost possible, which ultimately results in building homes for practice. The time and effort spent in rebidding communities is significant, and additional application fees at this time will result in a net zero for the time and investment set forth on our builders. Our request this evening is to defer the fees for a year or an appropriate time where a viable evidence of a recovering market surfaces. I appreciate your help and consideration this evening, and I'll be glad to answer any questions at this time.
Any questions? Vice Mayor.
I have one question. Kendall, in the things that came to us, it wasn't just tonight's fees that you're addressing. It's a set of fees that some of which have not even been brought to the council, but that have been discussed. This is the first approval. So your comments are applying across the board to all of those fees that are coming forward.
Vice Mayor Walters, thank you for the question. As you know, the association, it's hard for us to support any increases at this time, regardless of the cost recovery and the levels of the increases that need to be made in order to sustain profitability within the Planning and Zoning Department or any other department within the city at this time.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Council discussion. Entertain a motion. Councilmember Wells.
I just wanted to say I think we also got an email or a letter. I can't remember what form it was. I left it downstairs from the Chamber of Commerce essentially asking for the sort of a collective consideration of all these fees rather than piecemealing them tonight. And I certainly feel would feel more comfortable doing that than doing it this one, yes, and then maybe not doing another one. But if you consider them together, you might have a different result. So I don't think I can be supportive tonight, but I don't think that should preclude them from being brought back with the other fees that are, if they fail, bringing them back with the rest of the package when it gets ready for the council.
Let me ask staff a question on the personnel. I know there's some potential layoffs and stuff that depending on whether this moves forward, does that give us time to consider the whole package of different fees that are projected to be coming forward or not?
Mayor, we have 11 full-time positions that are being eliminated and some other part-time and contract positions in an overall effort to balance our budget. If these fees are approved, we could retain three of those positions. We have started the process already in terms of the RIF process and identifying those positions and the individuals and starting to go through the process of identifying other placement opportunities for those individuals. If the council wants to delay action on this evening, I would have to visit with some other staff to see exactly how that would impact that process, if we could put it on hold for a period of time or if we would move forward completely with that and then come back and address it.
Well, what's the timing for the other fees forward then?
Maybe Mayor, the fees are scheduled to come forward, all the rest of the fees that have either gone to Audit and Finance or Transportation Infrastructure Committee come to the full council on June 2nd as part of the tentative budget adoption. That's the action that we typically take each year, is that when we set that time. And let me just remind the council and the development community is, one of the things that we struggle with too is we're not trying to get a full cost recovery. I think the vice mayor made that point. We're still trying to maintain the 30%. In years past, we've struggled with even that at the current fees. There is a little bit of concern. We appreciate the economic difficulties this may be perceived, but there's also the fear then if we don't keep maintaining a little bit of increment of keeping up with the fee cost, we never get to be able to make it all up in one year the further we get behind. So sometimes that shock absorption of having to increase significantly over a period of time is difficult. So there's a lot of balancing here. At the end of the day, if the council would prefer, we will work with John and see what we can do to accommodate the decision of the three positions. And if it's the council's direction to wait and bring these all together on June 2nd, we can do that. It just means that we'll have to carry positions a little bit longer than we anticipated. One of the reasons we're here today is trying to look forward to the time that if we were to have to cut the positions, we have policies in place and trying to work with employees to either place them or to allow them to leave the city, whether through severance pay or whatever it is. So we're trying to give a timing really in respect to the employees to give them time to find other employment either within the city or to take a severance package and continue out. And our savings are usually based on a full year's cost. And if we would delay this till June 2nd, that means we'll just have to figure out somewhere else in the budget to absorb whatever the difference in days is between May and July. So July.
Tom?
Chris, are all the people that are potentially affected by the budget cuts that are in the budget that's not going to be tentatively adopted until June 2nd already in their layoff process?
It's a little the ones we did for the building safety, we've already gone through all of those immediately. The others have been notified and are pending, and they are being cut. I mean, because we're not dependent upon some other revenue source. There's no other pending action to take.
Yeah, I thought there was, which was us discussing in May during our study sessions whether we wanted to save a program or not save a program or make adjustments.
They've been notified. They haven't been necessarily...
Okay, well, how would that be different than these three individuals? Why couldn't they be notified?
Because the notification process puts in place the timing of which they will actually be laid off. And so we've already started that notification process now.
For these three or for everyone else?
For everyone, I believe, yeah. Because we announce it publicly, employees know their positions. And so in order to help begin that process, we start that process now. Or as early as possible, so they have the opportunity to move on. Now, they actually haven't. I mean, if we came up with new revenue sources to restore all those positions, we would still be able to do that.
I'm just trying to ask why these three people.
Because of the way it's related specifically to, we've identified that we could fill these positions with the $190,000 related to these fees. And the point was that if we put these fees in place now, as opposed to waiting for the effective date, even after June, effective date in July, that would allow us to get the full year
savings,
revenues offset for those positions. It's just a matter of giving notice and timing.
Okay. Vice Mayor.
Thank you. A couple of questions. First of all, can we legally separate the residential fees from the commercial fees? Because let me just tell you my thinking here. I think that this is as much an emotional issue as it is a financial issue. For the people who are in the home building industry right now, they are seeing their friends and competitors go out of business on a daily basis. And so it just feels like one more attack in the midst of everything looking not good. And I'm just thinking, if we can delay the implementation, even if we delayed it 6 months, and you know they could look at that again in 6 months, but even if we did that, would there be enough? And that's why I ask about the numbers, John. Would there be enough revenue that would come in from the commercial side that you could have a sense that you could keep your positions with that? That was my first question. The second one is a point, actually, which is that I have some measure of sympathy here because what he said is correct. They did support us in the fee increases as we tried to do things across a period of time. They haven't stood up and fought against every one of them. It isn't like they're just against everything all the time. They really are coming forward at a time when I think we all recognize that the home building industry has been hit very hard in the state of Arizona. So do you want to answer my question? Or?
Mayor, Vice Mayor, I'll try to answer part of it, which won't unfortunately be too much of an answer, then I'll punt maybe part of it over to the city attorney's office. I don't have enough information really to say what the impact of that would be. Chuck Odom and his financial models have come up with the overall estimated fee revenues for the coming year and what residential plays in that total percentage. I really don't know. Typically, our residential applications are a pretty strong mix of our overall development applications. They haven't been lately. Again, I can't really predict for sure what will be coming. We know we have a couple large projects that are kind of in the mills, particularly the DMB proposal that will be moving forward, we believe, here in the short run. But, again, it's hard to predict. As far as what you can actually change tonight or not change tonight, I'll pass that over to the city attorney.
Mayor, Vice Mayor, legally you can separate the two if you want. This is a resolution, so we can make modifications tonight prior to the vote. So if you chose to,
I think that I would want to do those modifications not tonight, but move them to either the first council meeting in May or the second council meeting in May so that we can address it. And I'm willing to do it the first council meeting in May. But rather than sitting here and doing it on the fly, I'd rather have it go back to Chuck and have him take a look at that at those numbers again. And I'm going to make a motion to that effect.
Do you want to state the motion?
Yes, that we continue this to the May 5th, did I get the right date? Council meeting, and that we get additional information as requested from Chuck and from others in terms of separating out those fees and the potential if we either delay it 6 months on the implementation or eliminate for it or just bring it back in a year on the residential side, one or the other.
Okay, and there's a second to that. The Council Member Rawls, discussion? Okay, would you please vote? Okay, the vote is five ayes, with Councilmember Trout voting nay and Councilmember Summers absent. So the recommendation does pass for May 5th. Next item is on page 14. This is items from citizens present. Do we have any requests to speak this evening?
No requests, Mayor.
Move for adjournment.
I have a motion to adjourn and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.